I'd like to share with you some of the information as our own science is witnessing unprecedented phenomenon. Things are happening now we've never seen before. They're a mystery to the West because we lost the context. In other traditions, not only do these events make sense, they indicate that there's a timetable unfolding and that this timetable is intact as we are converging on this point in history. The ancients called the shift of the ages. Our own science now, within the last few years, in 1991, I'll share a little story with you. It sounds almost like the plot of a science fiction movie that we saw recently, and maybe this is where these plots come from. In 1991, from the center of our own Milky Way galaxy, through an array of telescopes in Socorro, New Mexico, in northern New Mexico, one evening they picked up a signal coming from space that we'd never heard before. And it was a signal that was coming from the center of our Milky Way galaxy. That signal continues to this day. Researchers, it's a mystery. They say, why is this happening now? The University of Albuquerque is where they first began sharing the information. And what they actually said was that a source of fluctuating radio frequency emission suddenly appeared near the center of our Milky Way has astronomers baffled. So they're still investigating this today. Why did that happen in 1991? Earth now is being bathed in a radio frequency signal that we've never seen before. What does that mean and why is it happening now? Throughout our solar system, we are witnessing phenomenon unprecedented in modern physics and modern astronomy. Things are happening in the outer planets our physics really doesn't account for. For example, our sun is cooling down on the one hand, and on the other hand, the temperatures inside of the outer planets is increasing. If their heat source is the radiant energy from our sun and our sun's cooling, our physics doesn't allow for these planets to heat up while the sun's cooling down. What's happening? Why is that happening now? Our own sun has been the source of a lot of controversy. The tech journals now, if you're following the tech journals, have a tremendous amount of information that has not made it into mainstream publications such as Time Magazine maybe, or Look, or Newsweek. Amazing phenomenon occurring on our sun. We really began to see some of these phenomena in 1996. We sent a spacecraft, it was called the Ulysses spacecraft, to the sun to document what we believed were the magnetic fields of the sun at that time. It took a few months to get there. In late 1996, what Ulysses said to us, the signals that it sent back, it said that the magnetic fields of the South Pole were almost non-existent. They were barely discernible. And a few months later, Ulysses went to the equator and found that the measurements of magnetics at the equator were the same as they were at the South Pole. In early 97, at the North Pole of the Sun, Ulysses found the same thing. What had happened is that the composite magnetics of the Sun have dropped to such a low level, there really is no North or South Pole on the Sun any longer, and researchers essentially say that the magnetic field of the Sun now is null. We have many small magnetic fields throughout the Sun rather than one global north and south in the Sun. Why is this happening now? Why aren't we hearing more about it? The solar flares in our Sun, we're seeing unprecedented levels of solar flares, and some of this data is so new. I'd like to just update you and share with you some of this information. Beginning in 1989, we began seeing solar flares on the Sun that we'd never seen before, from the Solar Max satellite. And what was happening was we saw the largest solar flares ever observed. The satellite's hard X-ray burst spectrometer recorded 447 hard X-ray flares, a rate of about 32 per day. We used to see maybe 32 in a 30-day period. Well, there is a parameter called PFU, proton flux units. This is a measure of energy coming from the Sun 93 million miles across space to Earth. It's just a measure of that energy. And the proton flux units are being measured on levels of magnitudes greater than anything we've ever seen before. And I'd just like to share some of these with you. Back in 1975, 1976, proton flux units were measured at around 12 proton flux units, something like that, 12, 20, somewhere in that magnitude. And that was the average for that time. In 1978, something happened, and those numbers increased to between 1,000 and 2,200. 1982, we saw 2,900. In 1989, something happened that sent these scales right off of the charts. We went from 22 and 2,900 proton flux units to over 40,000. And then later in 1993, 43,000 proton flux units. What in the world is going on? In 1998, June and early July, something happened we've never seen before. Two comets struck our sun at the same time. And they began creating solar events at the rate exceeding anything that we'd seen before in terms of the number of flares per day, 40, 45, 50 flares per day. We've never seen that. And it's very interesting, as we download this information from the research facilities, they are sharing the information all the way up to May of 1998. It's conspicuously absent for June and July during these solar events. They're still working through the data. And then they pick it up again in August. And in August of this year, we're back very close to where we have been in the past. The sun is going through a solar cycle, apparently, that lasts 11 years, and we're in the 10th year. That solar cycle will culminate in the year 2000. Very interesting, along with many of the other phenomena that are converging on this point.